I feel like we've given him a get out of jail free card. Didn't do anything to us, you know, they didn't really hurt us in any part of the game, any portion of the game. I thought we cruised it. Five minutes added on at the end. I think probably into 3 minutes added on when they've had a hopeful ball long and they've just run off the back of us. It's massively disappointing because we've got to learn to keep clean sheets. So I'm annoyed, I'm angry. And we've got to learn because that was just poor, sloppy, poor, no communication, and gets them off the hook.
How's it come about?
A long ball. We sunk deep. Initially, we won the first header, cleared the ball out, and then just switched off. The ball comes back in. You have to defend it again. But even so, you know, there are certainly things that we need to do better. We've got to get out a little bit quicker, and certainly not sink in, and allow the ball to be played the way it was. But okay, I've got to, you know, at the end of it, it's a sickener, it's a bit of a pill to take. But you know, we've got to move on from it. We've got to learn how to keep clean sheets, as I've said before. And keep a clean sheet there, you get 3 points. You're further up the table.
Mm. And you've spoken before as well about putting games to bed. So, like with the 1-0 lead, how frustrating is it that you weren't just able to edge further forward?
Yeah, massively. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's it doesn't matter whether we created a number of chances tonight or not. You know, you spend your time now thinking about the what ifs and the way that we conceded there. Which is disappointing because I thought we controlled the game for most parts. I thought at times we passed the ball really well. I thought we were, you know, a decent value for a win tonight, and it just wasn't to be. And it's, like I say, it's a really, really bitter pill to swallow, and we've got to learn. We've got to grow up.
Mm. You talk about the clean sheet. Defensively, you've made a change, bringing Alex Davey in for Andrew Boyce. What was the thinking there?
It was warranted. I thought we needed to try and change it up a little bit. And Alex is a good player. You know, we know he's a decent player. He's done very well tonight. I thought it'd suit him, and it did do. And obviously, we looked at the game on Saturday against Oldham, and it was just a case of we needed to control the game a little bit more. And I thought we did it. I thought we did it all night. You know, we were good. It was easy watching, really. From our perspective, and it looked like we were going to get another goal. You know, we've hit the post again, and you know, not taking that second chance. But you know, there's been half chances and other opportunities to score that we haven't taken, and then we've been caught and paid the price. But you know, we've got to learn, we've got to grow up, we've got to move on, and we've got to get back to it, because I think one of the best teams in the division are coming to Glanford Park on Saturday.
Mm. I'll talk to you about that in a second. It was almost the storybook situation, wasn't it? A return to Coventry for you, for Jordan Clark as well. And then, of course, the hometown boy steps up against his old club and scores a pearler of a free kick.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not about that for me. You know, it's about the 3 points. I think it's a great stadium to come and play. The supporters were great with me here. I had a great 5 months here. It was only a short spell, but I really enjoyed it. And the supporters were great with me. And I enjoyed my time, but that was in the past, and you know, I'm just looking to get the 3 points. And I thought the lads were good. I thought Jordan's come back, he's dealt with it brilliantly well. I thought that was probably his best game for us so far. And
did he need that?
I think it's never a bad time to have a great game, is there? You know, I think he's done particularly well. I thought his touch was good, his passing and moving was excellent. I think, you know, he can take a lot out of that game. There's a lot of positives to take out of that game for him. And the same with Gary. I think he's took his free kick brilliantly well. I think, you know, at times he looked really sharp in the first half, and he just tired towards the end, but he's put a real good shift in there.
Let me ask you about Gary at this end of the field. He's gone down, he's picked up a booking, which I'll talk to you about, but is that a free kick? Is that a penalty, rather?
Where he went down in the box?
Yeah.
And he got a yellow card for it now.
Yeah. Justified booking?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How annoying is that then, because that's now too
much?
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah, I know. And he'll feel it in his pocket.
Okay. Neil Bishop, still hovering on 9. Mm-hmm. He pulled out of a couple of challenges as well, isn't he? Still trying to cling on to that, isn't he?
I don't think he pulled out of anything, but
I
take your point. He doesn't pull out of anything, but he's been sensible ever since he's been hovering around it. But chance for somebody else. You know, it's a chance for somebody else, but you know, I'll be looking for I'll be looking for a strong performance on Saturday, because we'll need one.
You're right, I did him a disservice. I didn't mean pulling out of the challenge, but he's conscious of it. As far as Swindon then this week, this Saturday, how big a challenge is that now?
They're all big challenges. They're all massive challenges. This one's a big challenge, but it's also going to be a big challenge for Swindon. You know, I think it's a good opportunity for us to pit our wits against a side that have been pretty good this season. You know, they move the ball really well. They've got good players. They've got some pace and power in the positions, and they've got decent strikers up front. So it'll be a big test for us, but certainly one that we'll be relishing. You know, we'll get this one out of our system, and I'm already moving on in my mind now, because that's done and dusted. We picked up a point away from home. That is a positive. You know, having said that, you've got to look at the 3 points where they were almost in the bag. We just failed to cross the finishing line. But like I say, we'll take the point. We move on from it, and you know, we've got to learn.